following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin the feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
I don't know what he's an old man.
You met him.
I did?
Yeah, he was here.
Wesley
Pythagoras Stone.
Was here?
Yeah, he slept in the bonus room.
Oh.
Yeah, he came with Big Fatty.
Ew.
No, he arrived with Big Fatty.
And the guy, the tall guy.
Yeah.
Nice looking.
Yeah, well, some think so.
He's not 70 or 80.
Well, I think kind of that may be a joke.
Oh.
So we should laugh.
Now?
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
I remember that guy now, Wes.
Yeah.
Tall guy.
Yes.
He's kind of scary.
Hey.
Well, I'm sorry. That was my impression.
He is not. He's a very nice man.
Yeah, kind of scary.
He is not scary. And that's a very not nice thing to say about somebody.
Well, you call conscience and I tell it like it is.
Fuck him. Yeah, fuck him, the asshole.
Not nice.
And fuck you too.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's kind of scary.
Hey.
Well, I'm sorry. That was my impression.
He is not.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2210 of the BFO for Monday the 18th. Of July 2016, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Dr. Stone,
a little show.
Y'all, we are back in the villa and we have got a horrifying report. Yes, me baby. Hello, never again us be. Annie, what does that mean?
I know what that means.
I was going to say, Dr. Stone is going to tell us what that means. In a few minutes, but hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Of course, as you know, Dr. Stone and I were over at the Hira Hotel since Thursday. We went over there, And came back Sunday midday, and let's tell you all about the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, that's it, y'all. Dr. Stone, first of all, let's just get an overall overall feeling of the weekend over at the Hara Hotel.
In two words?
Yeah, in two words.
Never again.
Oh, baby! y'all, now, Dr. Stone, oftentimes after vacationing with Big Fatty, says never again. So, but it wasn't that bad, though. Now,
it was fine.
The worst part of the weekend is Dr. Stone's room was located directly behind Granny. And, y'all, the last place you want to be is located directly behind Granny. So... Anyway, let's talk about, we had a nice drive over. It was uneventful.
Was it?
Wasn't it?
I guess it was uneventful.
Well, I don't recall any blue lights or anything.
No.
That's good. We arrived, what time did we arrive?
Before cocktail hour.
Yeah, before the cocktail hour, we arrived and got checked in. Granny helped us park the car, which we almost ran over him on purpose.
Right. Well, she did get behind the bumper.
She did. And y'all then, I guess, we got unpacked and headed over to the Capri Lounge for cocktails.
Cocktails.
You enjoy the Capri Lounge, don't you?
I do, yeah. I like that, the 50s mid-century motif.
Yes, and it's very 50s mid-century motif. And, you know, the only bad thing about the Capri Lounge is they're always running out of mixers.
It's true.
So it's just a glass full of liquor. Just a glass full of liquor helps the medicine. Oh, never mind. And we had several cocktails.
Yes.
And then they started buying those goddamn shots.
Oh, that's where it went south. Fireball shots.
And the bartender was as guilty as the rest of them. Big Fatty had two glasses of gin, and I think what there were like four.
I think there was four shots.
Four shots of Fireball, and y'all, I got to tell you, Big Fatty was fucked up. Were you fucked up?
No, not like you were.
Not like me. And anyway, y'all, we had decided we were gonna go to supper. Get us a little supper, and it really turned south then. We went to the Scarlet Crustacean, and
it was fine.
It wasn't anything special, but
it was grease. Well, it was fried food that sopped up the alcohol.
Well, and that helped a little bit, right. But. Anyway, Big Fatty, we got back to the hotel, and you jump right in here if I'm forgetting something, because you know I don't remember shit.
Well, that's true. That's been established.
Right, and we got back to the motel, and y'all, I passed out.
That's right.
No, this was Thursday night. Well, yes, I did.
Well, yes.
I passed out, mm-hmm. and then there was the rapture. There was the rapping at the door. It was because it was time for the Big Brother. Did you watch that?
No, I did not.
Okay. Where were you during all of that?
Well, that's when, Chris.
Aw, Chris.
Took me over to the maze. Is it called the maze?
The pig pen.
The pig pen.
The pig pen.
To watch him set up.
Oh, and by set up, would you like to elaborate?
No, really. I was separating the condom packages.
Oh, how nice of you to assist.
And he needed my arms to hold the paper towels.
Oh, okay. And had you been in the pig pen before?
I think that I had the last time.
But not a personalized tour like that.
No,
so
no.
You got to see all the nooks and crannies and crevices?
I did.
Okay, so was there anything in there that stuck out in your mind?
There was the rack.
The rack. There is a rack in there.
There is a rack in there.
Right.
I may have laid down on it briefly.
Oh, okay. Were you secured to it?
Kind of.
Okay, well, good.
Loosely
and
roped.
Were you then stretched a little bit? Did it help your coccyx?
My coccyx, you mean?
Your coccyx. What is a coccyx? I don't know.
I think that's
some sort of cable. So that all went on, and Dr. Stone and Chris just kind of disappeared, and we watched the Big Brother, and, y'all, then I passed out. I was done.
Poor Big Fatty.
What did you do Thursday night?
Well, there was... Chris.
Aw, Chris.
Came over to my room, and there was a little attention that needed to be paid to the room.
You know, I see.
It wasn't quite up to my standards.
I see. All right. And so you had a supervisor come by and check it out.
Exactly.
Okay. And anything else that evening that you want to share?
No.
Okay. Well, then we got a... So there was something else that evening you just don't want to share.
There was something that needed attention. Yes.
Okay, okay. And any kind of Krispy Kreme...
Well, his partner Brian came.
Brian!
And made me a glazed donut.
Oh, how nice!
You know,
who knew that he was a baker?
Southern hospitality.
Southern hospitality. And, you know, we this is no surprise that Dr. Stone enjoys a glazed donut.
Correct.
Okay. Then we got up Friday morning, and we went and had brofkas.
Brofkas at the Sunrise.
At the Sunrise, and you didn't care for the grits, did you?
They were just okay.
They were just okay.
Yeah.
And, y'all, we were sitting there at Brufkus, and Granny was sitting directly across from me. And, y'all, I took a picture under the table, and I posted it on the Twitty. And I don't know, it was, what, 10 minutes later or something like that?
You said, oh, it's time to check the Twitter.
Oh, it's time to check the Twitty. And so what did Granny say after that?
Whose legs are those?
No, whose fat legs are those? Oh. Those legs are fat.
I said, you took that picture of me? You made it look fat.
Y'all, all I did was take the picture. And y'all, he swore up and down they weren't his legs.
Right.
And Durwood got a double dose of Granny this weekend. He just, you know, there was the denial of the fat legs, and then there was some sort of incident with a game of billiards.
That's right. That was actually last night. I left that out. We went back to the Edge.
Oh, okay.
And listened to a couple of people do karaoke.
Okay.
And Chris got up there and sang a song or two.
Oh, okay.
He sang Rocky Top.
Okay.
And then he bought more and more shots.
Of course he did.
And there was more drinks.
Okay.
And there was more shots. And
right. Right. And we've decided that Granny and Durwood have become a team.
Right.
And would you like to tell everyone about this team?
Okay. So the pool game, right?
Right. Well, you know,
they were playing pool.
Yes.
And they were playing for who has to buy drinks.
Right.
And I think it was Granny that said, it's a good thing we're playing best two out of three.
Uh-huh.
So, apparently, I saw the first game.
Uh-huh.
And I saw the second game in progress. And I stepped away to go into the karaoke room.
Uh-huh.
And when I came back, they were done. And I said, oh, you played three games already. That was fast. And Granny said something like, well, I lost the third one.
Uh-huh. And Durwood said...
But the next day, Durwood said, no, we only played two games.
We only played two games. Y'all, we've decided... Y'all, do you remember the Muppet Show? Remember the two old curmudgeons? Wouldn't you say curmudgeons?
Right, yes.
What are their names?
Statler and Waldorf.
Statler and Waldorf. We've decided Granny and Durwood are Statler and Waldorf.
Right.
And, you know, the more we talked about it, the more it began to stick. And they even agreed with it,
I think, before it was over.
Anyway, all right, so Friday... it was just kind of a restful day, wasn't it?
It was. After dinner, I just went back to my room, and I had never again. No, that's what...
Never again. No, where did we go eat on Friday night?
We went to Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, we did. We went to the Outback Steakhouse, and...
we had two Bloomin' Onions.
We did.
There was the crab... No, there was a avocado stuffed with crab.
Right, and Granny... ordered a crab stuffed lobster and didn't eat the lobster.
Right.
And
it was cold.
And you know, y'all, you can't please the old people. And y'all, he was all worried that he was going to have a loose, oily stool from eating all that Bloomin' Onion. But anyway, well, we had cocktails before that also.
Right.
And then that evening, you just went back to your room.
I did.
Didn't you?
Yes.
You were spent, so to speak.
Exactly.
And Big Fatty had quite the evening that evening. We had a gentleman come by to call upon Big Fatty that evening.
Is this where you play the music for?
No. I probably should, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
I'll elaborate about this on Tamari's little show. Of course, Snake came by. And anyway, on Saturday we got up and we had Brufkus there at the resort. And what did you have?
I had the plate, the breakfast plate.
Oh, was anything special come with that?
Well, you know, you can get just a single pancake with that as your
No.
Side. Yes, you can.
Oh my gosh! No, a single pancake.
Yeah, that's a very rare thing to get at.
You can't get that at the Peter Pan Diner. That's for sure.
Or was the Lester's Diner?
No, it was Peter Pan.
Was it? Okay.
Yes. So we had Brufkus there, and then we went to the cocktails at the bridge.
Well, there was some pool time, yeah.
And we had cocktails at the bridge dedication.
I see that one.
And then there was more pool time. And y'all, then it was a hot dog down the hallway.
It's true.
And it was good, wasn't it?
It was good. And there was a lot of food. But you know what? So it was put on by Larry and Ralph, right?
Right.
Larry was a lot more subdued this year.
He was. That's because Granny is so loud. You know, competition. He just, you know, they compete for the loudest mouth. But the food was delicious. Anything in particular?
Delicious things in the floating in the pool.
Yes, and I believe you were a food runner that day, weren't you?
It's true. Yes, uh-huh. For the bartender that works over at the Capri.
Uh huh. You ran him a plate.
I did.
Yeah, what a kind thing to do.
It was. Well, uh-huh. You know, there was an exchange of goods and services.
Oh, okay. Well, there you have it. Then after that, I think y'all went back to the pool and I took a nip-a-nap.
Right.
Then we got up and we went and had some more cocktails.
Cocktails.
We went and, y'all, we just hit all the big spots. We went to the Obby's roast beef sandwich.
Fine dining.
But yeah, we didn't want a whole lot, and it worked.
Right.
And there was some ice cream for folks. And then we headed on back to the resort. And then I believe you had some sort of special activity that evening with Granny.
That's true.
There was some sort of demonstration or something. Did you want to elaborate on that, or are you going to save that for the toucan beanie?
I could tell it here.
Okay, well, you don't have much time, so get it out.
Well, there was the flogging demonstration.
Oh!
Although there was not really, it was, no one was there to witness the demonstration, except it was just us two.
Just you and Granny.
Just me and Granny.
Uh-huh.
So that
and,
was the
and
first
no,
time.
There was a third, there was a third individual there. Jack Daniels, I believe, was there.
God. He was there, all right.
Uh-huh. And you prepared for this flogging demonstration by visiting with Jack Daniels several times.
Several times, and uh-huh. then a little bit afterwards,
right.
too.
Y'all, they came back to the room, and Dr. Stone was in, he was mentally and physically relaxed.
Right.
And y'all, the more he sat in my room, the drunker he got.
That's because I finished off the whatever Jack I had poured out after the demonstration, and it just got progressively
worse. But
it was
a good experience for you.
It was, yes.
Okay, so is that a never again?
It's not a never again, but it's not. And I gotta do
that again, yeah. Right? Okay, but Granny knows what he's doing.
Right,
I'll give Granny credit on that one.
Yes.
So
yes.
Anyway, and then you.
I was dead to the world
you,
after that.
I believe that you left the door unlocked and they came in and did major excavations in the room and you never heard them or something like that,
they
right?
They could have blown up the place and I wouldn't have known.
And speaking of blowing up the place, y'all, we have had some rain.
Oh, yes.
And lost power and Dr. Stone...
We had to pay with cash money at the Capri
Cash money from
because the
we
power was out.
Couldn't even go to the ATM machine to get it.
Oh.
And you passed out, and of course, Big Fatty had another visit from Snake. And then we got up Sunday morning and said our goodbye. How were you feeling Sunday morning?
God, I felt like hammered shit.
Okay, and y'all, we're back here at the villa, and it's been raining, and that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! You're feeling better now, Dr. Stone?
I've recovered.
Oh, dear gussie. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. And you're heading back to San Diego.
Tomorrow morning.
Well, yes. Or as they're hearing this, as they're having their Cheerios, you're on your way.
That's right.
So, a good visit?
A good visit.
Okay. And you're ready for the new job at the new cracker factory?
In a couple weeks, yep.
Okay, and then you're going to give the old Cracker Factory the finger, right?
Yep.
All right, y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the old gal. The old gal from out there at Walnut Hills and Conscience and Vera. What'd you hear? Think about Dr. Stone's weekend.
He's kind of scary.
Hey.
Well, I'm sorry. That was my impression.
He is not.
Oh! Better you, Conscience thinks you're scary. Oh,
you can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.